expires 6/30/18.
3:03 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. We will talk Major League Baseball with you. Mike Petrillo from MLB.com and the MLB Network will be joining us. We'll go over what is happening as we turn the calendar into the month of June. The Major League Baseball draft ongoing, day number 2. We'll let you know how that is progressing as well. It's all coming up on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And welcome in to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, your home of day 2 of the Water Tower. Scott Unash, alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, again today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, getting your local programming block kicked off here today. We are presented, as always, by the great folks at Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids on the northeast side. They're locally owned and operated, a place where families can meet up again and again. Lunch, dinner, after work, weekends, whatever the case may be, stop on by Third Base Brewery at Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Good afternoon, Mark. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Warm one outside, but very pleasant, and hope you're enjoying it out there in eastern Iowa, wherever you are. Hope you have your radios along with you, and we're here to entertain for the next hour.
We are here to entertain, and it's a warm one today, but it was not too warm to have our annual barbecue outside on the patio today. There is chicken left if you would, if you are so inclined.
Special barbecue, right?
Rick Swan from Smart FM, right across the hall, did a fantastic job today. He is the grill master and did just a stand-up job of grilling today. It was outstanding. Many compliments for Rick.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not only great golfer, but a great grill master as well. You laughed.
And a great host on Smart FM.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 319-366-1600. That is Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. If you'd like to weigh in on the text line, Hertina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. Yes, day number 2 of the Water Tower. And in fact, and they are very, very excited about this, both Alex and Todd, they are going to be talking with one of the painters, one of the guys.
I threw it out there yesterday.
Well, I know that. But they came through with it. So are you gonna hurt them? Are you gonna take it from them?
No, I'll give them credit. We're our teammates, right?
That's right. So they are gonna talk with one of the guys that is, I don't know how high they are or whatever the case may be, but you know, they're up there. Uh-oh, now you've offended Kyle.
I just want to explain myself.
You thought it was in jest yesterday,
Mark,
when I threw it out there, right?
Yeah, it was a good idea, and I actually looked around because I thought I had seen a release at some point that mentioned the company. I couldn't find it. But then today, just out of the blue, I happened to see a tweet that said the company, and so I was able to track them down. It was a fantastic idea by Mark. I would have been thrilled if I could have got it for you guys.
It's okay. Well, it's more important than KGYM has it, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All ears in eastern Iowa, even maybe out to western Iowa, they're going to be glued to KGYM.
What time is the painter on?
It's going to be about 5:30.
Perfect.
And from what I understood, he said he's going to be on the scaffolding painting at that time.
Okay.
Nice.
Here's a story, a short one, and you've got to, I hope Todd and Alex asked this question very early on, okay? When they were building the federal building downtown,
yes,
you remember that big crane that was way up on top of the building?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was at the Chrome Horse, this guy that operated that crane, I don't know how high in the air it was. He climbed up there every day and sat in there for 8 hours, and he was telling me stories about various places where he had operated cranes at certain heights. And the bottom line is, He said he was scared of heights.
Oh, God. That makes my stomach
Ask
just...
this painter if he's scared of heights.
Gotta be. I would think you actually can.
How ironic was that?
Yeah.
You know,
how
from
can
the
you do
crane
that,
operator.
Then?
I don't know. I think it pays pretty well.
Well, yes, but...
Makes my stomach hurt just thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm not a heights person. I can handle heights when I'm enclosed, like tall building. Former Sears Willis Tower in Chicago. I'm fine with that. And no way you'd get me out there in that clear ledge.
I mean, that crane had to be 10 stories up at one time.
Oh, absolutely.
I would think.
Absolutely. But anywhere out in open air, way up high for myself, there is no way in the world.
There's a lot of wind up there.
Yeah,
things swaying back and forth.
Sometimes from afar, you can see those things kind of swaying a little bit.
Yeah.
If I'm up there in the cockpit.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy claimed he was scared of heights. I don't know how he did it, if that's the case.
There is not enough money in the world.
He's tougher than me.
To get me up there. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Tuesday edition of the program. Aside from the water tower, we got day two of the Major League Baseball draft going on.
Well, before we leave the water tower, we've got a poll question.
Oh, yes,
in that regard.
Yes, yes.
KGYMradio.com is where to find it, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What do you think of the Tiger Hawk logo on the water tower? Plenty of pictures out there on Twitter, Facebook, whatnot. Is it too big, too small, or just right? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Here's a deal about the water tower. There are people out there that are saying that if you are in the West Stands at Kinnick, that you are not going to be able to see the water tower in some places.
Mm-hmm.
Because the new scoreboard that's going to go on top of the brand new stands, North Stands, are going to obscure your view of said water tower. Don't ask me how this is going to play out. I'm just giving you facts that people...
Do you ask to be relocated so you can see the water tower?
So you can see said water tower.
Well, from what I've seen, it's about right.
It's fine.
You don't want it too gaudy to dominate the landscape, but you don't want it too small that people can't see it either. It's fine.
But what do you think out there? Because, you know, the water tower's up. Hawks at the 50-yard line. Got to have something that we need to mull about. So we're going to give it to you out there at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. We've got Twins baseball tonight, Twins and the White Sox. It's actually a doubleheader that's just getting started, and that is at Target Field. Right now, heck of a pitching matchup, Lopez and Romero going at it today. And we are going to join up probably with game two coming up tonight. They're anticipating about a 7 o'clock start. This is an old-fashioned doubleheader.
It is indeed.
They're playing two games back-to-back. My goodness, what a novel concept.
Speaking of doubleheaders back-to-back for the Cedar Rapids Colonels today and tomorrow, 5:35 first pitch tonight. And then I think it's a noon 6 o'clock type doubleheader tomorrow against Beloit.
True. So a lot of baseball to make up for some of those April snow outs, rain outs, everything out. So there you go. And by the way, Yoan Moncada has led off with a home run.
Perfect.
For the White Sox. It's very early, Mark. It's very early. So we will join up on 107.5 FM at 7 o'clock with the White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Last night, the Washington Capitals taking a seemingly an insurmountable 3-1 lead over Mike Halas's Vegas Golden Knights. And you heard it right here on KGYM. Game 5 will come up on Thursday night as they will head back to the great, fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Is this thing over now? Is the question. I think it is. Washington, deeper team. Washington's physicality, I think, is really hurting Vegas at this point, but it's been fun to watch. I've enjoyed the hockey so far. Enjoy Doc Emrick all the time talking some hockey, and then enjoying, I think, Kenny Albert on our radio station is doing a fantastic job for NBC Sports and Westwood One. Good hockey announcers, and that's great to see and great to hear.
Caps would seem to have a stranglehold on it.
Would this be the perfect way for the expansion team to win in their first year?
Come back from 3-1?
Come back from 3-1. Has to be, right?
It's a cool story anyway.
Oh, it's a great story. No matter if they get to the finals and lose, we'll see. But I think it's a fantastic story that they're even getting to that point.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk some Major League Baseball. Mike Petrillo from Major League, the Major League Baseball Network is going to be joining us coming up in just a little bit. Before we talk some baseball, we got to Robert Nystrom, right? Or did we not even get to that yet?
No.
Because we got thrown off by the water tower.
Three players with Iowa connections have been taken in the Major League Baseball draft. They're into the seventh round right now. In the fifth round, the first Iowan taken, Keaton Wynn from Iowa Western Community College by the Giants. Wynn is out of Pekin High School. Or is that Packwood High School?
Not sure. Is it Pekin, Iowa?
He's from Pekin, yeah.
Packwood, Iowa. Pekin, I don't know. It's Pekin High School. We know that.
Also in the fifth round, Robert Nystrom, terrific Iowa baseball player, taken by Baltimore, the 145th pick overall. He's out of Sioux City North. So a couple former Iowa preps taken in the fifth round. In the sixth round, another Iowa Western Community College player, pitcher Sean Chandler, taken by Texas. Chandler is out of Bellevue, Nebraska. And as I said, they're in the seventh round right now of the MLB draft. And we'll keep you up to date if any other players with Iowa connections are taken.
Of course, they go by slot value on how your contract, what it's going to be worth. And reportedly, the slot value for Robert Nystrom in that fifth round is going to be somewhere approximately $360,000.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are already speculating, saying Robert Nystrom's not going to come back for his senior season for the Hawkeyes. At this point, I don't think Iowa thought he was going to be taken quite that high, but Baltimore saw something in him to make that selection in the fifth round. And contract like that is going to be awful hard to turn down.
I'll tell you what, an interesting story, and we were talking about it before we went on in the sports office with Alex Kuhn. Kyler Murray, the ninth overall pick yesterday, he's slated to be the Sooners' starting quarterback next year. He's taken, again, when the ninth pick overall by Oakland, his slot value is $4.8 million. Now, what do you do if you're Murray? Theoretically, he could probably play both.
But he's not going to get much baseball in.
Right.
Not going to get much baseball in. If I were Murray myself, I would, I'd play football. You don't have many chances to be the starting quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners.
How many chances do you get to make $4.8 million?
He's still going to make a lot of money somewhere. Either he's going to make it big as an NFL quarterback, or he can always, in a year maybe, year or two, fall back, get back. Probably not going to make as much money as he would right now in the Major League Baseball side of things, but they've given him something to chew on, that's for sure. But
I mean, he's not getting any younger. He's a fourth-year junior.
True. Very true. But that's what I would do.
Interesting to see what he does.
That's what I would do anyway. What would you do at 3:17 here? We're going to talk some football coming up a little bit later on in the program. Also, speaking of the program, all this week here on KGYM, we've got a Freedom Festival prize package to offer our listeners out there, which includes 4 Freedom Festival buttons complete with all of the coupons and 2 Freedom Festival t-shirts. Plus, someone this week is guaranteed to win a gold button. Good to pick out a prize from the Freedom Festival treasure chest. That's a $50 value, and you would be entered into the $500 Hy-Vee gift card sweepstakes. So go to KGYMradio.com for the link to this year's Freedom Festival, which will come up at the end of June into July, culminating with the grand finale fireworks display, the largest fireworks show in Iowa, which will take place in downtown Cedar Rapids. So we have that to give away today on the program. But when we come back, Mike Petrillo going to join us. Plenty to talk about, not only as far as the Major League Baseball draft is concerned, but on the field, what's going on in Major League Baseball. We'll do that when we return. You're listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Drive Green Demo Days are back. Test drive all the latest equipment and get hands-on training from John Deere tractor, turf, and utility experts. Attendees who register and are 18 or older will receive coupons for $500 off a 1-6 family John Deere tractor, $200 off turf and utility equipment, $35 off a $100 purchase of parts, and a coupon for up to hundreds off attachments. Drive Green, don't miss it. Some conditions apply. See participating dealer or johndeere.com/drivegreen for full details.
Visit City Tractor in North Liberty for our Drive Green event happening this Friday and Saturday.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels play at noon tomorrow. Bring your office for lunch at the ballpark with our noon game lunch combo and enjoy an afternoon at the ballpark. Visit colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Yeah, I got the text, just like every day about this time. What should we have for dinner? Usually I send back an IDK and get a frowny face emoji in return, but today, I had an idea. Texted back just one word, Domino's. And she sent me a big smiley face and three thumbs up. I just might be a supper genius.
When it's time to decide on supper, here's an idea. Domino's. Order Domino's tonight. Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids and in Marion.
Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We rent, sell, and service everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools and small equipment for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. For the branch nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
.321 back with you here in the Gym Class for a Tuesday at KGYM. We're going to talk to Mike Petrillo, but we're going to hold off for about 10 more minutes or so. He's wrapping something up for MLB Network, and as soon as he's done, we will chat with Mike and talk some baseball with him coming up here in just a little bit. Text line humming here today at 319-366-1600. The Hurteen and Stocker Jewelers text line going on right now, talking about the decision that the Oklahoma quarterback Murray is going to have to face.
Yeah, Tyler Murray, if you missed it, he was in the 9th overall pick yesterday in the first round of the MLB draft by the Oakland Athletics, and he's also slated to be the starting quarterback at Oklahoma this fall. 1795 on the text line, Murray can sign with the A's and still play quarterback for the Sooners this year. Russell Wilson did the same thing in college.
Which you can.
Didn't John Elway do that at one time,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I think Elway, there have been many.
Yeah.
There have been many that have done it. Situation is, though, as soon as camp opens, Oklahoma's going to want him back in Norman, getting ready for the football season, if he's going to be their number one quarterback going in. So he's going to have to leave baseball early. Yeah, can he do both? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if he does that, guarantee he's not going to get that sum of money that was thrown out there. He's going to get substantially less than that.
Ryan from Walford, he's going to have to take out a rather large insurance policy on himself if he plays football this year.
Lloyd's of London, they're the ones that do all those big insurance policies, right, for the athletes. You always hear about Lloyd's of London. So maybe he'll have to check into that.
86-50, he should stick with baseball. He's not going to make the NFL at 5'9". Baseball lets him at 5'11". So I don't know.
So he's probably 5'10".
Somewhere in there, yeah.
5'9", 5'10", right in there anyway. 3:23 here on the Tuesday edition of the program. We're going to talk to Mike Petrello coming up in just a little bit. A little football to talk with you. And this actually two things that came out yesterday. Number one, the Pac-12 conference, and they've been kind of a trendsetter among issues that there are other conferences, I think, Power Five schools, conferences that are less likely to tackle. But kind of quietly, they came down yesterday with an edict that they will not allow any of their schools to go to a bowl game if they have less than a 500 record. What's it mean in the grand scheme of things? I don't think a whole lot, but if you're a 5-7 team and you are bowl eligible because the slots have not been filled, and you, first of all, you must hit a academic standard number to be eligible at 5-7. But they're not going to let them do that, which I think is a great rule. I think it's a great
thing. I like it, too. I'd like the NCAA to go a step further or farther and make the same rule. Now, in doing so, you'd have to eliminate some bowl games because that's the whole reason 5-7 teams are playing in bowl games. There's too many of them.
And there's more this year.
Yeah.
A couple more coming down the line.
I don't know how you make that work.
Well, it was an interesting situation a couple years ago. I believe it was UCLA. Didn't they make the Pac-12 championship game? And with the loss in that game, they had a sub-500 record. And they did get to go to a bowl game at that point. But the bowls were all, yeah. So that's not going to happen again. And it's going to be interesting to see if there is ever that situation where one division is dominant over the other, especially in the Pac-12. Are they going to allow a team like that to go to a bowl game with a 6-7 record, even though they made an appearance in their championship game? That's a sticky wicket.
Yeah, it is.
Right there. We don't want you to have a sticky wicket. We want you to have a great time at the Freedom Festival. That's why right now we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up that Freedom Festival prize pack, 4 buttons. You might get a chance to win one of those gold buttons. We got 2 t-shirts as well. We're going to present that to caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Kyle Mann's going to get your information, and we will let you know who our winner is, and that will be coming up here in just a little bit. And we're going to talk to Mike Petrillo coming up in a little bit as well here. Probably about 5 minutes away. So, again, the Freedom Festival prize pack. Give us a call right now. Caller number 6, you're going to get that at 319-366-1600. The other news that came out of football yesterday, professional football, sad news, not totally unexpected. Dwight Clark, the fabulous wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, passing away, I believe, of ALS at the age of 61. Of course, made famous by the recipient of the catch on January 10th, 1982 at Old Candlestick Park from Joe Montana. And not only one of the top 10 plays, no matter what list you see, and I looked at it today, the catch is in there as among the titanic plays of NFL lore. But so many things that tied into that particular play. You had basically the Cowboys. It was the Cowboys and the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. The Cowboys under Tom Landry, the Cowboy dynasty kind of going down, the 49er dynasty going up. Also, the start of the Bill Walsh era in San Francisco. Also, the start of West Coast offense in the NFL. That game, that catch revolutionized the National Football League, and also the last game ever called football for football, for Vin Scully. He had that all wrapped up in one play with 51 seconds to go in the NFC Championship game.
Well, the dramatics made the catch what it is, the catch, because it wasn't the greatest catch of all time. It was a nice catch.
Sure.
But under the circumstances, it was the catch, as we've described it, and Clark really made a great career for himself. He was only a 10th round draft pick coming out of Clemson, In fact, he played mostly defensive back at Clemson. He was a quarterback in high school and only caught 11 passes his senior year at Clemson. And then he becomes a Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champ, author of The Catch, and beloved San Francisco 49er. There's no question about it. He succumbed to ALS, and he believes that three concussions in the NFL had something to do with that, or he did believe that.
Yeah. So it's sad for the entire 49ers organization, sad for the world of football, and sad for the National Football League as well. We may get your views on Dwight Clark and The Catch coming up here after we talk with Mike Petrillo in just a couple of moments. By the way, Kirk in Cedar Rapids, he is the winner of our Freedom Festival prize pack. Thank you, Kurt. We'll take a quick break, come back, talk some baseball. Mike Petrillo coming up.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQU.com.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Let's talk about some premium trios like three-piece suits and 3D movies. But those who choose premium at the pump choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline for triple action engine protection against gunk, corrosion, and wear for optimal engine performance. And now through September 2nd, fuel reward members can save up to 10 cents a gallon after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rewards valid on a future fill after minimum 5-gallon purchase. Members with silver status save up to 8 cents a gallon at participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons. See fuelrewards.com/nitro for details.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Back with you here on the Gym Class at 3:31 for a Tuesday. We'll join up with the doubleheader White Sox and the Minnesota Twins coming up on 107.5 FM after local programming tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Sox with the 1-0 lead in the early going. Yoan Moncada with a home run in that particular ball game. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball right now. Mike Petrillo joining us here from MLB.com, the MLB Network, columnist for them. And you can give him a follow on Twitter as well, Mike_Petrillo, joining us here on this Tuesday edition of the program. And Mike, good afternoon. And we're right in the midst of the MLB draft. And are you a big follower of the draft? Are you just kind of wait and see how the kids develop through the system? How do you take it?
I mostly don't. I mean, the draft is super exciting if you are a fan of college baseball or if you're a team who has like a top five draft pick. It's hugely appealing, I think, if you're looking towards the future. But, you know, very few, if any, of these guys are going to appear in the big leagues in the next year or two. So I don't pay that close attention. But, you know, I know a lot of people who focus their entire year on this. It's like their Christmas. And I'm very excited for them to see these guys finally get seen.
You've written about Scooter Gennett quite a bit recently and kind of his transformation. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I wrote about Scooter Gennett this morning at Reds.com, and he's a really interesting guy because he spent the first couple of years of his career in Milwaukee just being sort of a slap-hitting middle infielder. And then last year, you know, he had that 4-home-run game. That was fine. It seemed like kind of a fluke, and then he hit 27 home runs, and you realize you had to pay attention to him. And this year he's been crushing the ball. And when I look at the numbers, going back since the start of last season to this year, he's got like a top 10 slugging percentage. And the other guys on that list are like Aaron Judge and J.D. Martinez and Mike Trout and all the best players in baseball. And also Scooter Gennett, this guy who's like a 5'10 second baseman. It was stunning to me. So I had to go dig in and find out what it was. And it seems like part of it was that his assistant hitting coach in Milwaukee in his final year there changed his swing a little bit, got him to go back on his back foot a little more, get more elevation into the ball. And it looks like it's completely changed him. He is now a star. He's almost guaranteed to be an all-star. The Reds could trade him for a lot if they wanted to. There's a lot of teams out there who could use a good hitting second baseman. But I just love stories of guys like that who put some work in to try to improve themselves. And we've seen other guys do this, you know, the Justin Turners, the Daniel Murphys, and Scooter Gennett is a legitimate star now. I never thought I'd say that.
Right, you're right. Probably going to be an all-star for the Cincinnati Reds at 21 and 39 since each team gets an all-star. But we're into June now and not too far away from the Major League Baseball trading deadline. And at least now that we are in the month of June anyway, the speculation begins. Who is going to stay? Who is going to get traded? Who is going to be a player? Who is going to sit back? It's a very interesting time of the summer, isn't it?
It really is, and I think it's going to be a fascinating trade deadline because if you look at the National League, for example, there's only three teams, so I think we all agree are out: the Padres, the Reds, and the Marlins. Everybody else has at least a shot. And then if you look at the American League, we know the Orioles are toast. And then the three teams in the American League Central, and then, you know, maybe the Rangers in the West. But a lot of those teams are in that position because they don't have much to trade. You know, the Orioles are the exception, right? They can make a big splash of Manny Machado, Zach Britton. I think they're going to be a fun team to watch, but there's not really that many guys you're going to want from the White Sox or the Royals or the Marlins unless they trade Realmuto. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how much is actually out there, and especially so for starting pitching. I think it's going to be really tough to find a good starting pitcher. I think Cole Hamels is a big name, but not really an ace anymore. He's like a number three. Danny Duffy has had some success, but he's been really inconsistent. So I think if you're a team looking for a starter, which pretty much everybody is, it's going to be tough to find.
Washington has come to life in the East, but Atlanta remains there, only one up, but the Braves playing good baseball. How do you view that division the rest of the year?
I still think the Nationals are the most talented team in that division. And don't forget, they haven't had Daniel Murphy at all so far this year. They, Bryce Harper has been pretty good, but not fantastic yet. So the fact that they are in this position without some of the performers from their best players, I think says a lot. I think, you know, Atlanta has been really good. Obviously, all the focus is on Albie and Ronald Acuna, but I think people kind of forget. You look at their rotation, Sean Newcomb and Mike Foltynewicz have been absolutely fantastic. That is an underrated part of that team. I still think they need another starter, but they are a legitimate team in that division.
Mike Petrillo joining us here at 3:36 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Looking at the National League Central, Brewers lost a couple to the White Sox, allowed the Cubs to creep a little bit closer. I want to focus on the Cardinals right now. Good news, they get Yadi Molina back, they get Martinez back, and the Cardinals kind of stayed above water for the duration with Molina out. Only 3.5 games behind Milwaukee right now. It's got to make the Cardinals look dangerous at this point, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the most interesting division race for the rest of the year. I actually just submitted an article that will go up on Cubs.com where I think the Cubs are the best team in the National League. But you are correct that the Cardinals are really in it. And I think people are kind of, I don't want to say ignoring, but haven't focused enough on how good that rotation has really been. Like Michael Wacha has been unbelievable. Miles Nicholas has been fantastic. They really have a very talented rotation. And Carlos Martinez is just about back as well. So I look at that Cardinals rotation, and I'm pretty big on it. My concern is that Dexter Fowler has been absolutely terrible, and he wasn't that great for them last year. And I'm starting to wonder if this is the new Dexter Fowler, and that's a problem for them because he's on a big long-term contract, and that's an issue. But it's nice that Marcelo Zuna is heating up because they badly need him, and even Matt Carpenter's been playing better of late. So I look at this sorry Pirates as a three-team race, and I think this is one that's going to go down all the way to the end.
Aaron Judge just struck out again 8 times yesterday in a doubleheader with the Tigers. His strikeout rate is a little alarming. Are you worried about Judge at all?
No, not even a little bit.
All right.
His strikeout rate is a little bit higher than last year, but he's having basically as good of a season as he did last year. He came in today at an on-base percentage over 400. He's slugging 561. He has completely backed up everything that he showed last year. It would be nice if he struck out less often, sure. But when you look at the outcomes, he's fantastic. He's elite. He's an MVP candidate. And if the strikeouts come along with that, I'd rather have that. I'm not worried about him even a little.
How about the Seattle Mariners? You're not hearing anything about the Mariners. They're in first place in the American League West right now.
Yeah, I don't really know what to make of them. You're right. They're in first place. I still think the Astros are the best team in baseball, and the Mariners are in first place ahead of them. So you're 100% right that we should be focusing on the Mariners more. I think, you know, people know James Paxton. Obviously, he's throwing the no-hitters. Had a really fantastic season. I think what people aren't as familiar with as they ought to be is how good their bullpen is. But Edwin Diaz is fantastic, and people know that. But I don't think anyone's paying attention to, for example, Juan Nicasio. He's got a high ERA, but he's got 37 strikeouts and only four walks. There's a lot of names that people don't know, James Pezos and Dan Altavilla. It's kind of an anonymous group in the bullpen. And that's been a big reason for their success, because they have the best or second best, I think, one-run record in baseball. The problem is that's not really a skill that tends to persist. So I think we should give the Mariners an enormous amount of credit for what they've done so far, but I still do not see them sticking with the Astros as the season goes on.
Over in the National League West, you can throw a blanket over the five teams, essentially. Everybody within 4.5 games. A lot of folks worried about the Dodgers. Are you?
Well, less so now than I was a couple weeks ago. I think, you know, people were ready to bury the Dodgers a month ago, and they really played fantastically. The rotation, even with all the injuries they've had, you know, everyone is hurt. The rotation's been really good because Ross Stripling has come up from the bullpen and been phenomenal. And then Walker Buehler is probably my rookie of the year pick right now. So when I look at that division, I see five really flawed teams. I don't think Arizona can hit. I don't think Colorado can hit. I don't think San Francisco has the depth. It's going to be ugly, but I think the Dodgers are going to win that division with like an 85-77 record. So they're going to get another title, just not in the way anybody expected.
Well, when they got Matt Kemp hitting almost 350.
He was left for dead a few years ago,
yes,
wasn't
he? Was. the reassembly of Matt Kemp, I guess, is the theme for 2018, right?
Yeah, he's one of those guys who came into camp saying he's in the best shape of his life, and everybody laughed, and it's actually been true so far. So all credit to him; he's been a lifesaver for them.
It really has been, and having a great year. You know, not a Mookie Betts type year at this point, but, you know, it's one of the – Mookie Betts is having one for the ages, or at least until the injuries anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of don't like the is Mookie Betts or Mike Trout better argument, because they're both phenomenal players. We are so lucky to have a sport right now where we have these two guys at the same time. I hope Betts comes back from injury. I think he's supposed to come back on Friday. But he is the total package. And, you know, you look at that Red Sox team – they have an argument to be the best team in baseball, and Betts is their best player. You can choose Trout, you can choose Betts. I love a guy who's like 5'8 and could be that good. It just tells you a lot about his athleticism and his skill. He's a ton of fun to watch, and I really hope he comes back healthy.
And some very interesting series getting underway. I know the Mets and the Yankees play coming up this weekend. Mets are kind of going down they're going in opposite directions as far as the elevator is concerned at this point, though.
Yeah, it's a rough time to be a Mets fan. And I'm not, but I do live here in New York, so I've watched them pretty closely. And, you know, I think people are focusing a lot on the rotation because it had some injuries, but the offense is the issue. I mean, the rotation will be okay. They're going to get Syndergaard back. DeGrom's been unbelievable. Nobody on this team can hit outside of Brandon Nimmo, who has been a total revelation. And I guess this Rubel Cabrera has been pretty okay. This is one of the weakest offenses in the majors, and I'm not sure what you do about it. Like, I can't believe they're still playing Jose Reyes, who's hitting 141. It's almost unfathomable to me that he's still there. I think Jay Bruce is hurt. There's a lot of concerns there. Cespedes is hurt. Frazier's hurt. I don't know what they're going to do with that offense.
Brewers and the Indians starting a very interesting series. Cleveland, every time they show life and get about 4 or 5 games over .500, they just tumble right back toward that .500 mark anyway. And Brewers are getting into a very, very difficult part of the schedule here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, they really are. And the Brewers are a very interesting team because they're certainly, I think, the team outplaying everybody's expectations. And a big part of that is that bullpen, right? Because the offense hasn't really been that great. The bullpen, everybody knows the Josh Hader story by now, I assume, but it's not just him. Jeremy Jeffress has allowed two earned runs in 30 innings. Matt Albers is a 2.05 ERA. So they've got a lot of guys they can pull out of the bullpen there. And if they can get Jimmy Nelson back, who was their ace last year before he got injured, that's really going to make a huge difference for them. That might be the biggest starting pitcher acquisition that any team makes. So, like I said, I think the NL Central is probably the most fun division to watch going forward.
Shohei Ohtani hitting .289 and doing a fine job on the mound. And where do you expect him to finish the season, both on the mound and in the batter's box?
Well, I think he's going to be the slam dunk rookie of the year. That. He's going to be in the MVP conversation, too. When I looked at him entering the season, I expected he would be a very good pitcher, just because you could see it in the skills. You knew he had a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, and you knew he had the split-finger fastball that's unhittable and two other good pitches. So the fact that he's been a good pitcher is not a huge surprise to me. The fact that he's been able to hit the way he had, that actually has been a surprise. We're now into, the third month of the season. And the numbers are still there. 372 on base, a 535 slugging percentage. He's been essentially their second best hitter after Mike Trout, who is the best hitter in baseball. So it's really, really been impressive to me. I hope he stays healthy. Having the hit adds a little bit more of an injury risk. We already saw him kind of step awkwardly on a base a couple of weeks ago. Somehow I don't think we're paying enough attention to how good and how phenomenal Shohei Ohtani has been doing this at 23 years old. He's the biggest story in the baseball world, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, nothing says interleague baseball like Tampa and Washington. So let's let's all concentrate our efforts on that for the next couple of days. Give him a follow on Twitter, Mike_Petrillo. And Mike, appreciate your time with us and enjoy the baseball.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right. We will take a break, 3:45 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Get big savings during Menards Big Sale. Coordinate the look of your home with complimenting finishes and styles from Schlage Lock Sets. Menards has a variety of styles from interior doorknobs to exterior lock sets. Get your choice of the Georgian or Bowery Passage or Privacy Knob for just $17.99 during Menards Big Sale. Save big now through June 10th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Father's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2018 season. Backed by popular demand is the modified flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through sixth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 13th, and equipment fittings start soon. Early bird discount good through July 1st. Register now at metroyouthfootball.com.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Getting tired of him? Why don't you tell him about the benefits of working at night at PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids? Solves the daycare issue and gives you some space if you catch my drift. On top of all that, stellar benefits with retirement, medical, dental, and vision. Hey, all kidding aside, PMX could be the answer for your family because night work pays well and gives a ton of flexibility. Taking back your days could start at night. Learn more at ipmx.com. That's ipmx.com.
Our thanks to Mike Petrillo for joining us from MLB.com, the Major League Baseball Network. 3:47, back with you here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We've got the Twins and the White Sox. We'll join up with the doubleheader tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM. NBA, they get back at it tomorrow night, Game 3, this time from Cleveland as the Cavaliers, down 2-0, will take on the Golden State Warriors. And we'll have that for you coming up tomorrow night, 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. We were talking some baseball. We kicked some football around. And also talked about Dwight Clark a little bit. And love to get the feedback from our listeners out there on the text line, on the phone lines, 319-366-1600, on just on your thoughts about that play, Dwight Clark. and just how iconic a play that was as far as the world of the National Football League is concerned, and kind of kick that around here for the remaining moments of our program here today.
Or you can go down the road of the Iowa Water Tower, which, by the way, Tom Steezy, a painter, but the company is doing the Tiger Hawk logo on the water tower. We'll hear from him at 5:30 on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
There's a great backstory, and I am not going to spoil it for
you. Hashtag steal a guest. Go ahead.
Hey. It was your idea, man.
Kidding.
There's a great backstory to it, and I'm not going to take their thunder away. But please tune in. Because
as an undergraduate, you once climbed the water tower?
Oh,
is
God,
that right?
No. Okay. No. The statute of limitations is passed for that, but I did not do any nonsensical things like that at my time.
And is it a backstory?
Not you to said? Me, to the gentleman.
Okay.
To all the right. gentleman that's helping to paint said water tower. That is the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, by the way. The now famous water tower in Iowa City.
What do you think of the Tiger Hawk logo on the water tower? Is it too big, too small, or just right? Go ahead and vote or give us a text. This company out of Georgia, Kyle, is that what you said?
No, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska, okay.
Nebraska.
That can be pleasant.
Just wait for the backstory.
Okay, all
wait
right.
for the backstory.
All right.
That'll be coming up a little bit later on. And I mentioned Dwight Clark a little bit, and I thought he was one of the more underrated wide receivers as far as the National Football League is concerned. You hear about Montana coming into his own at that time for Bill Walsh. You had Jerry Rice coming in. You had the West Coast offense coming in. You had Roger Craig on that particular team.
Davenport's own.
From Davenport Central, was a terrific player. Very good defensive team as well. By the way, that play only tied the game. They needed that Ray Wershing extra point to put the 49ers over the top at 28-27 and then turn it over to the defense to not allow the Cowboys to go down with their terrific team that they had and win.
70-89 on the text line. I'm a Cowboy fan. I was 9 at the time of the catch. I am still devastated at 45.
You've had enough Super Bowls.
But so have the 49ers.
Well, that's true. That's true. And I think the 49ers may be on their way back up with Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. And, you know, just and like I talked about, that play, that game, iconic as far as the world of the National Football League is concerned. Ushered in a completely different – I mean, you take a look at that prior to it. Prior to the West Coast offense, you had – you didn't have – you had two running backs.
Mm-hmm.
You think back to the 72 Dolphins, they had Zonka and Kick. One was not a fullback. One was not an H-back. They both ran the football. And you ran the football more than you threw the football. And that was kind of a harbinger of things to come. Back in 1982, nothing like it is right now with, you know, 2/3 of the plays being passing plays at this point. But at one point, prior to that time, 2/3 of the plays were running plays in the NFL. It was 2nd and 8. You're still running the football more often than not in the National Football League. It was a different era, a different time, and it kind of helped to change that persona.
78-54, it's always a good day when the Cowboys get beat.
This is just a turning into a cowboy love fest or a cowboy hate fest.
John and Dubuque reiterating what you mentioned earlier, that it was Vin Scully's last football game he ever announced. Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And he had an iconic call. Iconic call on radio as well. And I tried to find it earlier today because I believe it was, and I could be wrong on this, I think it was Jack Buck was doing that game. And I'm going to try to follow up. I'm going to try to find that by the time tomorrow rolls around. Jack Buck and Hank Stram were tremendous as far as radio NFL play-by-play color man crew down the line in history.
Mm-hmm.
They were on Westwood One for many, many years, doing Monday Night Football, doing some of the big playoff games, and they were just absolutely outstanding. Not saying any of the folks right now aren't, but man, a lot. And Vince Scully, if you have a chance to go back and listen to his call of that game, of that play, he did the exact thing you should do. He just let the crowd scream instead of, you know, nowadays it's you got to throw your
catchy
catchphrase yeah. over it 100 times. You got to have your color guy yelling, you know, we're winning. It's just, again, different time. And Vince Scully, being the consummate professional that he is, just let the moment breathe, as they say. And then when he felt the time was right, he jumped in there with some very poignant comments. That's what made him great, makes him great.
What was Lynn Swann's catch? Was that,
That was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, was that labeled? Did it give it a catchphrase? That was the catch.
That was a great catch. Steelers, Cowboys, again, we're just making Cowboy fans feel just fabulous here today on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Yeah, that was at the Orange Bowl, the old Orange Bowl, when Swan made that juggling catch in that Super Bowl game. I think it was 76, I want to throw out there, but I'm not positive on that. If you know, 319-366-1600. I could look it up, but.
Steeler heyday for sure.
Steelers and the Cowboys were going at it big time back in those days. Rams got in there once, I know. A couple other teams got in there once, but it was, for the most part, it was the Steelers and the Cowboys back then.
They're into the eighth round of the Major League Baseball draft. Three Iowans have been taken. They are Robert Nystrom in the fifth round to Baltimore, former Hawkeye, or soon to be former Hawkeye.
I got to think, but you never know.
Also in the fifth round, Keaton Wynn out of Iowa Western Community College, taken by the Giants. He prepped at Pekin. And sixth round, Sean Chandler, Iowa Western pitcher, taken by the Texas Rangers. No other Iowa Hawkeyes taken so far. They're in about the middle of the eighth round. Ten rounds. They'll go through the 10th round today. Resume it tomorrow for the rest of the draft.
Or the rest of the draft in day number three. And still a lot of Iowans expected to be taken high school-wise and collegiately. So we'll see how that all plays out here. A lot of guys kind of sitting by the phones and waiting, playing the waiting game at this point. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk some more baseball with you. We'll talk fantasy baseball. We'll talk some fantasy football with you as well. Chris Liss of rotowire.com. will make his bi-weekly appearance with us. That'll be coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM.
Just announced, the Yankees been taken off the July 9th ESPN Sunday Night Baseball game after threatening to boycott the network.
You know what? I have no sympathy for the New York Yankees. I have none. You're good enough to be on there. There are a lot of teams that would give anything to get the publicity to be on the spotlight game like that. The Yankees are on it so many times, they want to get off of it. They have a doubleheader the next day. I get it. I understand. But
that's the reason they don't want to be on Sunday night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These are your problems when you're not scuffling at about a .342 winning percentage for your team.
Hitch up your big boy pants and go out there and play nine innings.
Be a lot of people that would, you know, give anything they have to be a Major League Baseball player and to play at any time, at any place. That's all I'm going to say about it. Todd and the guys will be at Lunchbox Heroes coming up tomorrow, and they are going to be there with the help of all our great sponsors, Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, Acme Tools, Mediacom, Poncheros Mexican Grill, United Rental, Red Wing Shoes, Dr. Pepper, Domino's Pizza, Mentality, Star Equipment, and Air Gas. And they're going to be over in Marion coming up tomorrow, feeding over 100 workers. So they're going to have a big, big crowd tomorrow, and always great to have that. We'll pick it up the next week. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Mark.
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next on KGYM.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid June 7th through the 10th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC